Hey.
Caleb, I think something really bad just happened.
What are you talking about? Adam, are you okay? Where are you?
I'm fine. I just got home. I'm safe, but I was walking home after debate, and I ran into Damien. Well, no, I don't know if that's quite right. I think he was following me.
What?
Yeah, I was just walking down the street, and he came out of nowhere, and he started asking all these questions.
What do you mean?
He was asking about Annabelle.
What?
Yeah, you wanted to know where she lived and what time she normally went to work and all this stuff.
Why?
I don't know. I'm freaking out.
Okay, where are you now?
I'm in my room.
Are your parents home?
No, they're still at work.
Okay, I'm coming over right now. I'm going to come and get you. I'm taking you back to mine.
Caleb.
What if he comes back?
I don't think he will. You wanted to know about Annabelle. How the hell does he even know about her?
I don't know, but that can't be good.
He was calling her Wadsworth, so he clearly knows what she does. Do you think Dr. Bright told him?
She wouldn't do that.
What if she didn't have the choice?
Wait, do you mean...
His ability. It's working again.
We need to call Dr. Bright.
Agent Green speaking.
Green, it's Wadsworth. I need you to do something for me.
Sure thing, Director.
It appears I have a bit of a fan.
Pardon?
Robert Gorm, also known as Damien. He's been following me for the past 24 hours.
Director, that's very serious indeed. Do you need me to assign security to your home?
Oh, that won't be necessary. But I would like to find out how he got my home address. Have there been any breaches in the system?
Not to my knowledge, Director.
Then I need you to call Dr. Bright.
I'm sorry?
Call Joan and ask if she knows anything about this. He is her patient, after all.
Is there a reason you need me to call?
Our meetings have been put on hiatus for the time being. She just got her brother back. I thought it would be best to give her some time to relax.
Before...
Time heals all wounds, Agent Green. Hopefully, now that Mark is safe, she'll give up on her petty grudge.
I still don't understand why you can't call.
In order to move forward, it's best she doesn't associate this time with me. If she sees her brother in recovery and then speaks to me, it will only serve to remind her that I was responsible for his situation in the first place.
So, instead, she'll associate me with what happened to Mark.
Yes. Do keep up, Agent Green.
That hardly seems fair.
Just do as you're told, Green.
What do you want, Owen?
Wow, you actually picked up this time. That's new.
Sometimes it's more productive to face your enemy instead of running from them.
Dr. Bright, when will we get past
this? You are not getting Mark back.
We're not trying to get Mark back.
Really? I'm supposed to believe that?
He's been home for 4 weeks. We haven't bothered you.
Which is suspicious behavior in of itself.
It might serve you to dial down the paranoia.
Only if you dial down the kidnapping.
Dr. Bright!
Do you have any idea what you did to him, Owen?
No, I wasn't involved in Mark's case whatsoever.
Enough. You knew he was there. Being a bystander does not make you exempt from culpability. He was in your care for years, and now he doesn't sleep, and he never fully smiles, and he won't tell me what you did. So unless you can give me some concrete information that will help me help my brother, this conversation is over.
I'm not even calling about Mark. I'm calling about Damien.
What?
He's been stalking Wadsworth. Based on your silence, I'm going to assume this isn't new information.
I suspected something like that might happen.
Did you tell him to do this?
No, of course not. He wanted to know who could help him gain more control, and I told him.
I take it he has full use of his powers back.
It would seem, though not as much control as he would like, hence his pursuit of Ellie.
Did you also tell him Wadsworth's home address?
I don't even know her home address, Owen.
You don't.
Do you? I didn't think so. Ellie isn't exactly one for guests.
True, but you could have looked it up in her file.
Even if I had at one point, I certainly wouldn't remember it now.
Well, then how did he get it?
I have no idea, and I couldn't care less.
Joan?
Someone's just walked in, Agent Green.
Joan?
Goodbye. Hi, Caleb. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Dr. Bright, something happened.
What do you mean? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. We're both fine.
We?
Adam's with me. Yesterday, well, we weren't sure who to tell, but Damien's ability is back.
How do you know that? Has he contacted you?
No, not me. But yesterday he came up to Adam and started asking all these questions about Annabelle.
What did Adam tell him?
Her home address, cell number, basic contact info, I guess. I don't know. He says the whole thing is kind of hazy. I guess Damien wanted him to forget that it happened, so he's been having like a hard time remembering the specifics.
That's good.
It is?
Well, not the haziness, of course, but if Damien wanted him to forget the encounter, hopefully that means he has no plans to repeat it. I take it Adam hasn't told his aunt about any of this?
Yeah, he hasn't. How did you...
Why hasn't he told her?
Because then he would have to admit that he knows about atypicals and about what she does, and he's not sure if that's safe or not. Dr. Bright, is this what you meant by danger? This all feels, like, not good.
What are your plans for the weekend?
I think Adam is going to stay with us, you know, just in case.
How much do your parents know about this?
Most of it. I don't like keeping secrets from them.
That's good. But Caleb, I'm not sure your house is the best idea. If Wadsworth and Damien are about to enter some sort of battle of the wills, it might be best for all of us to lay low for a few days.
Okay. How do we do that?
Your family has a lake house, correct?
Yeah, but it's closed up for the season. It's already started snowing up there, so getting there is kind of tricky. Dr. Bright, are you saying that we need to, like, go into hiding or something?
Nothing quite so dramatic, but... What? How do you know?
Dr. Bright, who is that?
It's Chloe. She says she might have an idea.
What kind of idea?
Something she's heard in Sam's thoughts, apparently.
Oh, Robert, I was expecting your call.
What?
Feeling better, are we?
I
have to say, I am very impressed with how quickly you bounced back. It usually takes a few months for an atypical to recover from a rebound event like the one you experienced.
Well, what can I say? I'm exceptional.
Of course you are. How can I help you, Robert?
It's Damien.
Oh, is it really? Isn't that a little unimaginative? To each their own, I suppose, but you're a smart man. Surely you could come up with something better. Then again, we do make the silliest decisions when we're teenagers, don't we? I distinctly recall going through a very unfortunate grunge phase myself, but I grew out of it, moved into adulthood, left behind the childish identity politics. I suppose it's not for everyone.
Oh, I don't know, Agent Wadsworth. I think grunge would be a good look on you. More adventurous than those boring suits you wear.
It's Director Wadsworth. And my suits are worth more than all the furniture in that sad little apartment you call home. Not that I suppose you paid for any of it. Oh, I'm sorry. Was I supposed to be thrown off by the fact that you've been watching me? I'm so sorry to disappoint.
I know you might feel safe talking to me like that through the phone, but I wouldn't get too comfortable.
Oh, you're right. I am. I'm far too comfortable. I could use a break. Stretch my legs a bit, get out of the office. Let's meet.
I'm sorry, was I supposed to fall for that? I am never coming to that hellhole you call a facility ever again.
Did I say I wanted you to come here? I could use a walk. Let's meet in the park, the one on 6th.
Being in public won't stop me from using my ability.
Oh, look at you, not hiding your power. So brave. Good for you.
You are awfully arrogant, Director Wadsworth.
So I've been told. I'll see you there in 20 minutes. I'm sure you don't mind me recording this. I haven't had the pleasure of speaking to many mind manipulators before.
Actually, I do.
That's too bad.
Aren't you gonna switch it off?
No, I'm good. Let's walk. So what is it that you want, Robert?
It's Damien.
Don't be so tiresome. I'm a very busy woman, so the faster you tell me why you called, the faster I can get back to my life.
Why can't I... Oh my. Are you an atypical?
No, Robert, I'm not.
Then how... Why can't I get into your head? Why aren't you listening to me?
Because while I may not be a freak like you, I am a scientist. And a damn good one at that.
So you...
Not so arrogant after all, am I?
You're not gonna help me, are you?
What exactly do you want, Robert?
How does it work? You resisting my power, did you I don't know, did you train yourself?
Please, I know that's Joan's whole shtick, but it can only get you so far. Chemicals get you farther.
How is that possible?
What, you think I have a facility full of atypicals and don't take advantage of their biology? I'm not just sitting there twiddling my thumbs as they wave their arms around and talk about their feelings.
You experimented on yourself?
All enterprising scientists have their pet projects. And I'd hardly call it an experiment when you know it's going to work.
Yeah, I think the arrogant label still fits.
I have every right to be. I am very good at what I do.
Do it to me.
Excuse me?
Whatever you did to yourself, do it to me. You're immune to me, right? Are you immune to all atypicals?
I'm curious, Robert. Why would you even want that? With your ability, I can't imagine other atypicals are much of a problem to begin with. Or is it just that you want to be immune to Mark? But then you wouldn't be able to share with him anymore, and isn't that what you really want?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, but I do. I observed Mark for many years, and no, you're not worried for nothing. He is strong enough to overpower you again.
But it doesn't have to be like that. You can make me stronger than him, couldn't you?
I think this conversation is over, Robert.
It's over when I say it's over.
Oh, looks like I'm not the only one with an ego.
Why meet me at all?
Curiosity, boredom, an excuse to get out of the office and treat myself to a long lunch. Take your pick.
You care about Dr. B, right? You were friends once.
Why?
Make me immune.
Or?
Or I can't guarantee Dr. B's safety.
Robert! Oh, you wouldn't hurt her. I know you have a soft spot for her. One of the reasons I wanted to meet you in person, I wanted to see what had fascinated and frustrated Joan in equal measure. Can't say that I get it.
I do not have a soft spot. She has done nothing for me.
But what about Mark? You think he'd go running back to you if you hurt his precious Joanie? Trust me, he does not react well to his sister being put in harm's way. You can stop puffing out your chest, Robert. Your threats are meaningless.
What about Adam?
Excuse me.
It would really be a shame if something happened to him, wouldn't it?
Damien, if you think you can threaten my family and still have legs to walk on, you are fooling yourself.
Oh, looks like I hit a nerve.
Don't test me, Damien.
I'm not so toothless anymore, am I? You should have shown me the respect I deserve from the very beginning. Goodbye, Agent Wadsworth.
Adam, where are you?
Why?
I'm at the house and you're not here.
I'm fine, I'm with Caleb.
Where are you?
I can't tell you.
Excuse me?
I left them each voicemails, but can you talk to Mom and Dad when they get home from work? I don't want them to worry.
Adam, I understand that you want to have some alone time with your boyfriend, but you need to come home right now. You might be in danger.
I know.
What?
I told Caleb about Damien, and he told Dr. Bright, and she freaked out, and so now we're going to somewhere safe.
Wait, how do you know about Damien?
Annabelle, I know what you do. I've known for a little while, and I should have just told you that I knew, but it was this big secret, and Mom and Dad don't even know that I know about the military experiments, and...
Adam, how do
you... I'm the one who told Damien where you live. I'm so sorry, but he used his power, and I couldn't... I'm so sorry, Annabelle.
It's okay, Adam. It's... I'm fine. He can't harm me.
What do you mean?
Adam, you need to tell me where you are. I'll come and I will get you. You are safest with me. Trust me.
Annabelle, I can't. I'm sorry.
Adam...
Did you kidnap Dr. Bright's brother?
Adam, my job is much more complicated.
I'm sorry. I can't stay with you. I'm just going to be away for a few days until things settle down, but I'm safe. I'm with Caleb and Dr. Bright, and we're all safe. I trust them.
Adam, I'm your aunt. You should trust me.
I know. I should.
Adam.
Tell my parents I'll be home in a few days.
Adam!
Hello, Ellie.
Unlike you to break a freeze out.
Joan, where is my nephew?
He's safe. I won't let anything happen to him.
He's safest with me.
I don't know if you've forgotten, but you have an unstable and dangerous individual after you. I don't think Adam is safest with you.
Damien isn't dangerous to me.
What does that mean?
Just tell me where he is or I'll call the police.
And say what?
That you've kidnapped two underage boys.
They came to me, Wadsworth, because they trust me and they felt unsafe.
So you indulged them? That's not a very good therapeutic practice, Dr. Bright.
Well, then I guess I'm not a very good therapist. I know it's against your code of conduct to put the patient's well-being first.
I don't have time to squabble with you, Joan.
Just give Damien what he wants. Tell him you'll work with him and then do your goddamn job.
That's not what he wants anymore.
What do you mean?
He wants something I cannot give him, and I have a feeling that he will do whatever he needs to get it.
What have you done, Ellie?
It's yesterday's news, Joan. Oh, you've missed out on a lot since leaving the AM.
You didn't.
Oh, it's amazing, Joan. I'm going to get the Nobel for it someday.
And it works? It really works?
Now, I'm the only test subject at the moment, but yeah, it works.
Then how on earth did Damien find out about it? You were showing off, weren't you?
There is no point having a Porsche if you don't take it out for a spin from time to time.
Oh, Ellie. Your arrogance is going to be the death of you someday. Or of someone you love.
Is that a threat, Dr. Bright?
It really wasn't.
Hello?
That wasn't very good intel, Dr. B.
Damien.
You didn't tell me my power wouldn't work on her.
I didn't know.
I don't believe you.
That's your prerogative.
Do you have any idea how humiliating it was for me?
I honestly don't care, Damien. I care that you've apparently been interrogating teenagers.
Teenagers who seem like a bit of a soft spot for both you and Wadsworth.
Damien, what would you have to possibly gain—
Leverage, Dr. B. If my usual methods don't work on Wadsworth, something else will.
Don't do this, Damien. It will end badly for you.
I doubt that.
They're already under protection. You can't get to them.
How about Mark? Huh? Is he under anyone's protection? In fact, the whole ragtag group. You know, I'm getting a little sick of this exclusive, atypical club that you've got going on.
Don't lash out because you're jealous, Damien. It's not a good look on you.
I am not jealous. I'm annoyed. People keep changing the rules of this game, and I am tired of it.
This isn't a game, Damien. No one is trying to beat you.
Oh, yeah? Wadsworth sure seems like a gal who's used to winning. You know, that's not good for a person. It can go to their head.
You're one to talk.
When will you get it through your little brain, Dr. B? I'm not people!
If you're so much better than us, Damien, then leave us alone.
No. I'm not gonna do that. Not when I know Wadsworth has a shiny new toy I could play with.
You're not going to get to her, believe me.
But I can get to you. That'd be a start. And I know you wouldn't want your brother to get hurt again.
And neither would you, Damien. You won't go anywhere near him. Not after what happened. Not now that he's got his power back.
Maybe not yet. But that girl of his always seems to be right on the edge of a complete breakdown now, doesn't she? People like her. Well, I'm sure she's thought about offing herself before. She might just need a little push.
Damien, you wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I? You've made the mistake of underestimating me before, haven't you, Dr. B? I think it would be wise for everyone to stop making that particular mistake.
Just leave all of us alone, Damien. We can't give you what you want. We're not trying to control you or take anything away from you. Just move on with your life.
Goodbye, Dr. B.
Episode 38 was written and directed by Lauren Shippen and produced by Misha Stanton. In this episode, you heard the voices of Alex Gellner as Adam, Brigham Snow as Caleb, Ian McEwan as Agent Green, Alex Marshall Brown as Wadsworth, Julia Morizawa as Dr. Bright, and Charlie Ian as Damien. Our music is composed and performed by Evan Cunningham. For more information about the show, special bonus content, and official merchandise, please visit our website at thebrightsessions.com. You can also like us on Facebook, follow us on Tumblr, and on Twitter at Bright Podcast. The Bright Sessions would like to thank Elizabeth Laird, Anna Laurie, Elizabeth and Matthew Harrington, Ken Hertz, Alyssa Adler, Oswaldo Rossi, and Authentic. The Bright Sessions will return in 2 weeks on May 24th with episode 39. Until then, thanks for listening and stay strange.